The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
How dare you?
I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
We need to eat the babies.
You have stolen my dreams.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live on the Financial Guys radio network. And we are in studio to take your calls and questions today. So open mic session if you want to join us. 1-800-616-9236. We have a couple of special guests joining us. We're going to be joined by Phil Provenzano at 2:15. We're going to be joined by Charlie Spiraz at hopefully 2:30. We got to make a little on-the-fly change there. And then Paul Meeks is going to try to call in. He's our one of our CFAs featured on CNBC each week. He's going to try to call in at 2:45. And we will talk some money today.
Tamara from our Women in Investing.
Tamara. Sorry about that. Well, she's calling in when? At the first hour? Sometime in the first hour?
1:30.
All right. So we got a whole fun lineup for you today. And, of course, your calls and questions as well, and a whole bunch of articles that we pulled out throughout the week. So we are going to talk a little bit about money. We're going to talk some about some of the tax proposals that are on the table, the infrastructure bill that's not really about it. Everything's infrastructure now. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Christine Gillibrand, you make women look bad. I got to be honest.
The green energy. Like, give me a break.
Like,
so let me
healthcare is infrastructure. The rolling
blackouts going through California isn't enough for you to say, please stop this for a little bit?
But, but that's not infrastructure. She wants to focus on child care.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. It's all
preschool.
It's all wasted spending.
It's all infrastructure to her.
It's like the
yay,
last.
This is so much fun.
The $1.9 trillion worth of checks they supposedly send out, but only like maybe like 20% actually went out in the form of checks. So.
Exactly.
But my best, by the way, is, and it was at the top of the hour here, Mr. Brian Higgins. I want to give you a round of applause for finally showing up to the game. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. As a congressman locally here, and not as a restaurant owner, and you, by the way, every one of you politicians should be very thankful that the Financial Guys are not in the restaurant industry, because things would be very different in Western New York. But 14 months into the 2 weeks to slow the curve, he's finally showed up and said, maybe we should leave restaurants alone.
Yeah.
So, hey, better late than never, although two-thirds of them you've already put out of business, you and your friends. So, and you. Right. And it's you, Brian. It's you. It's polling cars. Look around, folks. At some point, maybe you could pull your brain out of your behind and go, hey, the strategy didn't work. Sorry about that. Let's look at a state like Florida with half the deaths and start to move in that direction.
Right. You can't continue to make the case to say, well, just wait 2 weeks after spring break. Look how bad Florida will be. That was like a month ago. Nah. Oh, just wait 2 weeks. I remember DeSantis did a great press conference. Just wait 2 weeks. Just wait 2 weeks. It'll be you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, time and time again, it hasn't come to fruition.
Was it CBS?
Over and over.
I don't even watch TV anymore. CBS. So one of them did a 60 Minutes. Did a show. Lied. 60
Minutes.
Lied the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Lied the whole time. Even the Democrat mayors in Florida are stepping up going, yeah, we did beat you guys. I mean,
the mayor of Palm Beach was a staunch Democrat. Came out and said, "Oh, wait a minute, I tried to call. They wouldn't interview me. I wanted to refute what they were saying because it was totally false." Governor DeSantis came to Palm Beach. They played the whole clip. If we get time, maybe we'll play the whole clip. And he said, "What do you need? What can I do here?" Mm-hmm. And the Palm Beach mayor said, "You could do it through Publix here because we have a Publix within about every mile of everybody.
Very accessible to everybody."
And so, okay, no
in Palm
problem.
Beach. Okay.
Now, what happened later on was that in the middle of the state, right, where you're not coastline, right, where it's more rural, there's a lot of farmland. I didn't realize, but I guess Florida is, I think, one of the top five or six in the country for cattle production.
Yeah.
So pretty sparse out there, right in the middle of the state.
And it makes sense when you take a ride across the middle of Florida.
Nothing there.
And
nothing
you do
there.
See a lot of cattle.
Nothing there, right?
a lot of flat land, a lot of grazing.
Right. And so a couple of those mayors stepped up and said, oh, wait a minute now, we don't have a Publix. And this Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis said, wait a minute, you know what?
Yep.
I'll tell you, what do you have? Okay, we got Walgreens, you got CVS.
Right.
Okay, great. We'll make it available through there.
Deal done.
Changing on the fly, making adjustments.
You know where New York State, by the way, is ranked as far as vaccine rollout? 44th.
Say 49. 44. Better 44. Than I thought. Better than I expected.
Better than you expected.
Whatever I expected.
Anything out of New York, if you're not number one or two because you're number one or two with taxes, is a miserable failure, right? And when you start to think, wait a minute, you're 44th. So let me get this straight. You've destroyed the economy of many sectors, right? The restaurant industry, nail salon, service sector. Absolutely destroyed that. And you couldn't even roll out the vaccines to be top 10.
Well, now
you couldn't even do that.
You want to talk about salt in the wound. Now they have passed a New York State budget that gives $15,000 to what do they say? Uncounted, something about, it's basically is to...
illegal aliens.
Right, yeah. Right. But the way they phrased it, somebody help me out here. Somebody call it or text it in.
Uncounted.
It was something,
as soon as you said uncounted,
It was like uncounted the displaced, I don't know what it is. I'll have to find it.
Illegal.
Find it.
Illegal. How about that?
Basically, yeah. You know, you could show up in New York City and say, you know what, I am
and
illegal.
And it's a mess, folks. It's a mess. I got relatives that visited last week in New York City, and they said, Mike, it's just disgusting to see the amount of businesses that have just been smashed and destroyed. And by the way, the real COVID numbers, we were going over the actual positivity or negativity from the mainstream media. It was 90-something% negative has been the news on COVID. Yeah. They just can't help themselves.
In this country.
Even Poland cars are like, oh my gosh, another strain coming out. Stop it with the strains. That's what viruses do. They mutate themselves. That's what they do. You would have a better chance right now of dying by a hammer falling off the shelf at a hardware store by itself than you would have COVID. And by the way, if you don't trust me, look at the COVID numbers. First Trust COVID-19 tracker that we place on our Facebook page every single week. We are at about the path to herd immunity. The estimated share of U.S. population with COVID-19 antibodies were just at about 80%. I would think that's really good news. To me, the path to herd immunity, by the way, last week we were at 72, 73. You heard it on this show. Estimated share of U.S. population with COVID-19 antibodies, 80%. It's over, folks. It's over. It's not over for them. This thing will mutate. They'll try to carry it out for as long as they possibly can. But the facts are the facts. Daily reported new positive COVID-19 test versus daily reported deaths. The deaths are way, 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 way down on the 7-day moving average. And now they're going, oh, my God, the younger people are getting it. Okay, well, the younger people have a 0% chance of dying from it, basically. Right. So that's a good thing, right? Why aren't the older people getting it? You know why the older people aren't getting it? Because 74.6% of people that are 75-plus have already gotten the vaccine. By the way, Operation Warp Speed vaccine. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Exactly. Well, the best part is Donald Trump said a year ago.
Thank you.
He said a year ago, by April, every American who wants a vaccine will be able
still
to get
in
one.
Office, it would have been done.
CNN came out. Well, we're here. We're April.
Yeah.
Everybody who wants a vaccine, basically in this country right now, is eligible to go get
New York.
One.
They've opened it up
even
in New York.
Yep. You can sign up right now in every single state, no matter what age you are, and go get a vaccine. So he said that early on. And CNN and the rest of the media, Dr. Fauci even said, the science doesn't back that up. The experts don't believe that or whatever CNN said. Well, guess what? Now CNN goes, whoa, look at that.
Yeah.
Biden got it done by April. Wow.
Joe, who doesn't even know his own name. By the way, just food for thought here. A recent CDC study on surface transmission of COVID-19 found that the risk was low and that each contact with a contaminated surface has less than a 1 in 10,000 chance of causing an infection. So for those of you who are living your life in paranoia, not touching stuff, the science says that really doesn't transfer.
Yeah, I can't find the actual name of this, but I did find the article that I was referring to. The state of New York has passed a new budget with major tax increases that will only drive more business.
$200 billion budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up, what are we up, another 15% or so from the year before?
And it's carving out billions to cut one-time checks for illegal immigrants who lost work due to the state's lockdowns. Mm. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
So let me just put this.
The restaurant owners are dying.
Owners, you get $1,400.
Illegal
aliens, they get $15,000.
You, my friends, have put your, you've risked your homes, you've borrowed money, you've done whatever you can, and you've paid the state, right, record amount of sales tax and all this other garbage. You're not that important, but the illegal aliens who snuck in, they're important right now.
So the ones that were displaced because they destroyed your business.
Yeah, who's going to be left?
They got displaced. Yeah. They need $15,000. You get $1,400. No craziness.
Problem.
All right, let's sneak in Mike's browser.
There'll be nobody left.
We'll take a break.
Nobody left. I don't know. That's
I don't see it.
The taxes are going up, by the way. And for those of you who are drinking the Kool-Aid that say, oh, it's only on people making more than $1 million, those people are gone.
No.
There's two tiers, right? There's people that now, they've increased the taxes on people that make over $1 million, and it's another step if you make over $25 million. Now, even Andrew Cuomo has said those are the most mobile people on the planet. Apparently, he doesn't listen to what goes through his brain and out of his mouth sometimes, but he's right, and the fact is they're going to be gone, and we're going to be they're coming for you. Get ready. I know you're thinking, what else could they nickel and dime, right? Oh, no. Oh, no. It's like every time I hear a new song that I like, I'm like, man, it's amazing. All the song after song after song all these years, and then somebody comes up with a new one, right? And it's a good one. It's the same thing with taxes. Like, you just when you think, they've basically taxed everything you could possibly think of. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's put a monitor on your car. We'll get mile per mile here.
Right.
Like, no. Yeah, yeah. No. They wouldn't do that. Oh, no. What?
Here we are.
Yeah,
here we are.
What else? What else could they find? They'll find stuff.
Pack of the courts.
Oh, yeah. You want to take a walk?
Yeah.
Oh,
you got to breathe the air.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you mask dirtballs. That's disgusting. By the way, I'm so sick and tired of picking up masks. You are destroying the environment. You same people who are the mask police are the same people who are going to kill the fish.
Who are throwing them next to their car and getting in as they ride the driveway.
Yeah. Anyway. I actually thought the mask would end. The long-term deal with the mask would be it's going to crush your immune system. You might actually kill the environment. You might actually start the cycle of killing the fish in the ocean.
What would happen if they found a sea turtle with the mask stuck in its mouth or nose? Would they do the same thing like with straws? Would they ban them across the board for an infection for the virus that has a survivability rate of like 99.7%?
Yeah, way higher than that now, 99.997.
Let's take a very short break. Then we'll get to Mike Sparazzo. I was going to try to slip me before the break, but we're a little bit long here. So if you want to jump on board, folks, 1-800-616-9236, 1-800-616-9236. And, of course, if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. All right, back to the other side of the break with Mike Sparazzo and the Home and Auto Department. Don't turn the dial. We'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And we're going to go right to Mike Sparazzo in the Home and Auto Department. Each week we check in with Mike and find out what he's doing, who he's saving money for, and also increasing coverage for, oftentimes, or finding holes in coverage, which is always the scariest thing to me. Nothing worse than having a lawsuit or having an accident or having a basement flood or whatever, and finding out that you don't have coverage for that. So anyway, Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Good. Thanks for joining us. So what's going on this week? What kind of money are you saving people?
So we had a couple good saving stories. We had one that was over about $750, another family about $1,050. So savings is still coming every week. The one story I had this week, though, was interesting. It was only a savings of about $60, but we tweaked her policies so that we added a little on the auto. We changed the home package to a better package that included all the coverages that she already had and more. Shaved off about $50 on that policy, and then the umbrella she had was including two vehicles and she only had one. So just by reviewing that, we shaved off another $40. So all in all, the savings was about $60 because the auto went up slightly. But just by looking at things and tweaking a few things, she got better coverage and fixed her policy so that she's not covering extra vehicles or underinsured a little bit on the auto.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So shopping around, well, you say it every week, but you got to shop around. Spend a few minutes, right? I mean, when your policy comes due, you know, you get it in the mail. Don't just chuck it to the side. So many people have the same company year after year after year, and their rates go up and up and up. And it's something, look, there's sometimes where your rates go up, and there's nothing you can do, right? You shop at over 25 companies. But oftentimes, there is things people can do, and you just got to be proactive.
Yeah, and I think again, I always tell my clients too, don't give the insurance company extra money, right? So in her case, getting charged an extra $25 to $30 for an extra vehicle doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Remove that, make sure it's removed. Again, review every year just to take a look. And, you know, in this case, it ended up shaving off more money, so she didn't have to give the insurance company extra money because, again, they're not going to call you to tell you, you know, hey, remove that vehicle.
That's right.
Mike, you know, one of the things that we're noticing in Western New York and all over the country really is a really huge upswing in property values. You know, how often or does the insurance company notify you to say, hey, just so you know, your house is worth twice what it was 10 years ago, and we're only going to cover half if you have to rebuild it. How does that work? I mean, is that something you should be looking at as a homeowner to make sure you got the right coverage, or is that something the insurance company kind of updates as time goes on?
So it's a little different right now. When I say different, remember with insurance, they're not looking at the market value. They're looking at the replacement value if the house were to burn down and
right.
rebuild. So right now, when lumber is through the roof and flooring is through the roof and, you know, shingles are through the roof, things of that.
Oh, we're losing you, Mike.
I'm losing you, Mike. Your coverage went bad.
You there?
There you go.
So right, they don't really look at the market value of the home. They look at the replacement cost. So right now with lumber through the roof,
right,
your replacement cost needs to be adjusted a little bit. And, you know, again, if it's a short-term lumber issue, fine. But if it's going to be a long-term issue, which who knows, you want to make sure you're taking a look at that, because what it was 20 years ago is certainly not what it is today, because what it is today was not what it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, I'm referring to the material costs that go into it. Because
lumber, steel, everything's up.
Everything is up. Concrete, lumber, you know, fasteners, you name it, windows, everything is up, right? So, you know, I'm just something that you probably want to look at. You know, just rule of thumb, you know, the rule of 72 is that if you earn a 10% rate of return, your money will double every 7 years. If you earn 7% every 10 years, but if you have 3% inflation, then every 20 years, your expenses will double. So every 10 years, costs go up by about 50%. So if you haven't reviewed your home and auto, or your home, not so much your auto, your home policy in over 10 years, definitely take a look, because I would assure you that the price to rebuild is probably at least 50%. And with the latest rally in commodity prices, probably higher than that. So something to be aware of.
Yeah,
for sure.
Last thing I'll say on that real quick is my brother-in-law just built the house last year. He went to go put the same flooring in his basement about a month ago, and the price was up $5 a square foot on that flooring. You know,
wow. Yeah.
We're not talking, you know, 6 years or 10 years. We're talking 6 to 12 months, right?
So yeah, we were talking to Russ Thompson last week. He makes fire pits, you know, really good fire pits, you know, the metal, like really not the ones
heavy.
Not the ones you throw a log in and they melt, right? But he was saying the price of steel is going up, and he's like, I'm fighting it. Like, by the time I get one done, the price of steel is up again.
Yeah. But there's no inflation out there, folks.
No,
what the Fed just came out, so they're going to they're going to stay on the easing side, because no inflation.
None.
Not as far as the eye can see.
Biggest problem is labor, right? Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, buddy.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. 833-FIN-GUYS, by the way. If you're out in Rochester, helped a lot of people out in Rochester this week. I was on a ton of Zoom meetings with the folks out there as well. So use our team in Batavia. A lot of folks in Batavia we've been helping. So 833-FIN-GUYS, if you need Mike's help. Let him shop over 25 companies to save you money. You know, the biggest thing is labor and the people not going back to work. I mean, it's amazing.
Problem,
we continue to pay these people to sit at home. We have a labor shortage, and specifically a skilled labor shortage. And you know, to Trump's point, now you've got cars and automobiles with General Motors, Ford waiting for chips from China. It's really a shame we can't make them here.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, let's go back to the phones. You want to join us again? 1-800-616-9236, 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to Steve in Amherst. Steve, you're live with the Financial Guys. How are you?
Good. We're getting all this money for stimulus, and I just want to say, what about Social Security? How many trillions of dollars? I don't even know. How many trillions of dollars are we in the hole, and we're going to just keep handing out money? What's going to happen to Social Security within the next 5 to 10 years if certain people aren't going to get any money, and that's going to be the end of that? And then what are people going to do because they don't have money to retire on?
I think they're going to inflate their way out of the Social Security mess. That's what they're going to do. I think you'll get Social Security. I think it's just not going to have the same economic impact for you or me that it may have had for, let's say, my grandmother. Right. They're going to inflate their way out of the mess. The bigger your point, though, about spending is true, right? I mean, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, what are we at now, 26, 28 trillion?
I think it's 28, yeah. Where does it end, right? I mean, at some point, you can't continue to finance the credit card and kick it down the road. But it ends with people finding, or at least one of the parties finding a backbone.
Yeah.
Neither party has that right now, right? You've got Democrat and Democrat light. And to be honest with you, Trump did a really crummy job of getting his hands around the spending, right? Obama promised, he said it was unpatriotic, and then he ran the credit card up. And Trump did the same thing.
They haven't stopped since.
No, they haven't stopped.
And that's unfortunate because at some point, it's not as if we don't have historical reference to look back at,
yeah,
right?
We know
what
that'll
do. You got Germany, Poland in the 1920s and 30s. You got Venezuela right now, right? We've had hyperinflation in different economies throughout the world, and we've seen what it does to their currency. I don't think it's this year, next year, or the year after, but at some point, you know, we're going to be in trouble. I mean, it has to be paid back. So
it would have been nice, by the way, to, like, part of this crisis, we had the chance, at least at a state level, to hold some of these states accountable, like New York.
Nope.
Okay, you're going to step up. You know, if we're going to help you, you're going to promise to do da-da-da-da-da. Almost like a hard control board. Well, almost like that, they did with Buffalo, New York years ago, right?
But
didn't do any of that.
But that's why stealing the election was so important.
Oh, yeah, for
that's why all the stakes were on this election.
Yeah,
Number one, they hated Trump. But more importantly, people like Cuomo, he was going down. California, Newsom, they're billions and billions of dollars in the hole. They've made
it even worse, by the way. The last budget, instead of taking some of that money, shoring up your budget, cutting expenses, right-sizing yourself, they just made it worse. They just spent that and more. They just spent that and more.
Exactly.
Back in trouble. Thanks
there is nobody in Washington looking out for the taxpayer anymore. Yes. Not Republicans, certainly not Democrats, right? But sadly, for the most part, Rand Paul. He's about it. In all honesty, Rand Paul is the only person that I can see in Washington right now that actually cares one rat's behind
about
the taxpayers.
That's right.
Everybody else, all of them. McConnell, every one of them.
I think everything will be fine here.
Yeah, what a show. I mean, seriously.
Steve, great call, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, really. Anyways, yeah, thanks for the call, Steve. Really appreciate it. All right, we got to take a very short break. Bob, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. We've got a special guest as well. Tamara's on the phone. We're going to talk to her. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to hop on, 1-800-616-9236. And, of course, if you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource. You can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com, find out everything we do and all the different departments and much, much more, TFG Academy and all the different schedules there. So thefinancialguys.com, we'll be right back.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at *930.
All right, welcome back. Got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And again, folks, if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com. And, of course, if you want to join us here on the air, 1-800-616-9236, 1-800-616-9236 is the toll-free line. We'll go back to the phones. Before we get to Tamara, let's welcome in.
I gotta read this. My buddy Jeremy sent this. Says, "Tell me the truth. I'm ready to hear it." It's like, you know, somebody looking at another person's eyes. There are too many jobs available for you to still be on unemployment.
the tears welling up in her eyes.
How true is
that's
that?
That's a big part of these kids out there, though. These kids are the Antifa kids, I call them. The Antifa children that are railing against going back to work and trying to.
Parents are professors. They live in a pretty nice house in Amherst.
Remember that? Yeah, exactly. Remember that video we played? I'll have to go back and find it. I have it. It's in our hard drive. I saved it. I pulled it off because it was a woman who, a young lady who was actually originally from Russia. You'd be shocked to figure out that she didn't know anything about communism. But she was trying to do that thing in San Francisco where they were doing, like, the pods, like the communal houses.
Yeah, she goes, wouldn't it be great to show up and there should be food there.
There should be food in the fridge, a toothpaste in the bathroom. And
yeah.
I wonder how where that is today.
Yeah, that happens. But you got to get a job for it to show up.
We got to check back in, right? Oh, yeah. That's what these kids want. That's what these Antifa kids want. They want to stay home for life and have you pay for it that go to work. You listening to this radio station go to work every day. They want you to pay for them.
They're mad and angry. And then they go home to their house in Amherst and play Xbox.
Play Xbox, exactly.
on their 55-inch TV.
That's right. All right. Yeah. All right, let's welcome Bob in Tonawanda. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Thanks for holding. We appreciate it.
Good. I always enjoy your program, guys.
Thank you.
On Edelman's show before you guys, he was talking about a plan to save money for people who are disabled. Are you familiar with this? I forgot the name of the plan. He mentioned it.
Well, usually we'll use, like, a special needs trust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, special needs trust, and then you fund that trust with, you know, an appropriate allocation or asset allocation. So, depending on what we're going to do with the trust, sometimes we are taking income from it and will invest that trust income appropriate investments, or sometimes it's, hey, we're not going to use it for a while, a little bit more growth oriented and longer term.
Well, he said it was something like a savings account for education, that kind of deal.
Oh, well, there are those out there as well. There's sure. things like 529s and Coverdell educational savings accounts that you can utilize that are not technically in the child's name, but in the parent's name, right? So they, like a 529 is owned by the parents where the child is the beneficiary. I think the key thing with the special needs trust, Bob, that you got to watch out for is you want to make sure that you don't put, you know, don't leave them inheritance or let things go into their name that might disqualify them from other aid that they might be getting. So, you know, the trick oftentimes is for us to look at what the income or the inheritance might be at some point in the future, because the last thing we want is to disqualify that individual from, you know, some sort of a benefit that they're receiving from the state because of their disability. So, but you can still use different investments, whether it be, I think the key thing is if you can keep it out of their name in something like if it's for college, you know, 529 or Coverdell savings would work. Otherwise, you know, use that special needs trust as well.
And let me say this, there's no easy answer to that. So if you're going to, if you're in that position, you're helping somebody, a family member, whatever it is, I would encourage you to go out and get an estate planning attorney that understands that. If you want a referral, we work with that all the time, but we also right away bring in estate planning attorneys. Yeah. I'm actually bringing Ellen Spencer in this week to a case similar to that because, you know, there's not, quote, one simple product where it's got all the answers. It's really, you know, a detailed analysis of all the positives, all the negatives, and then, all right, we're going to try to do the best for the child.
Okay.
All right.
Gentlemen.
All right. If you need anything out the week, if you need anything else, Bob, give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, okay, or 633-1515, local to where you are. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. All right, 1-800-616-9236, and Bob hangs up. My apologies, Sam. I'm a little bit stuffed, so I'm having trouble. I was doing a little bit of...
I should have hosted. I don't
know. It's all right. I'm having a little bit of attic clean-out, so I got the dust thing in my head, and I'm totally clogged, so my apologies for that. But nevertheless, we will soldier on here. All right, 1-800-616-9236. Let's welcome our special guest. We have we like to feature some of the new investment professionals that join our organization and kind of give them an opportunity to highlight their services, you know, a little bit of their background and, you know, give them some airtime, so to speak, especially for folks that, you know, had a few clients that we want to find them and track them down. So I want to welcome one of our newest members of the Financial Guys team, Tamara McElliott.
A financial gal.
A financial gal, yeah. I should say financial gal's side. Hi, Tamara. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Helping us grow our women in investing division. And you women, you do have different challenges, right?
Advantages.
Not only putting up with the men, but there's different challenges when it comes to investing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, so first of all, women live longer. I mean, statistically, that's what's known. Women live longer, so...
I got a bad cell phone again. Can you get to a better location, Tamara, by chance?
Ooh, okay. Let me try that. Hold on.
You're sounding better.
So you were just about to say, or you started to say, was women live longer. So that is an advantage and a disadvantage, right? So it depends on, you know, that's a glass half full, glass half empty kind of scenario. But if it were me, I'd prefer to live longer. But, of course, that presents a challenge when it comes to income planning and stuff like that, right?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge, right? I mean, we see that in our office where, and you and I have tended to work together a lot. And it's funny because it's another woman coming in that's 90, that's 92, that's 93, 85, right?
It's amazing.
And that's, it's one thing if you're living 5 years longer, but you're talking about 15, 20, 30 years longer in some cases, right? Oh, do we have you, Tamara?
Oh, I think so. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Yeah.
We got you back.
Talk about, you know, some of the other challenges that women face. You know, I know when we were talking the other day just about prepping for the show, you were talking about, you know, sometimes women are forced into cases, whether it's a divorce or separation, and you know, maybe they've been left out of the money management side, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. You know, if they're in a marriage and they're left out of the major financial decisions, and then what happens when, you know, they get divorced or separated or, unfortunately, the husband's passed away and they don't know anything, you know. I mean, Jay in our office, he talks about, you know, a woman who didn't even know how to write a check, you know, when her husband passed away. But that's the type of things that we like to help with, you know, because everyone needs to know what to do And, you know, unfortunately, in those situations when they're kind of forced to, a lot of them are fearful. So
now, you taught me something, and that women represent 50% of the workforce, but actually control 60% of the personal wealth. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was an interesting statistic that I found out as well. So, yeah.
I think, you know, when it comes to women, I see them actually managing more of the day-to-day bills in a lot of households.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. I know I do as well, you know. So,
yep.
You know, I also found out that there's about 12.3 million women-owned businesses right now. So, you know, it would behoove every woman to be knowledgeable about all the aspects of their financial lives, you know, understanding about cash flow and taxes and, you know, everything beyond a checking and savings account. You know, savings are great, but, you know, there's so much more out there as well.
I tell you, one of the big advantages that I've always said that women have is that they're more patient, meaning that they're more likely to stick with a plan long term. And I tell you, we've said for a long time, the biggest mistake that people make is not that they pick this kind of product or that kind of product or this kind of strategy or that kind of strategy, is that they get impatient and they switch strategies
at the wrong time.
They switch allocations or they switch something wholesale. Women are more likely to have a goal, like a 5-year or 10-year plan, and really like a laser beam, focus in on that goal and stay the course. And boy, does that make a difference when it comes to financial planning.
Well, women can also think with both sides of their brain at once. That's why
lucky to stick with one.
No, men actually turn one side off to turn the other side off. Tamara and I happen to run a lot of appointments together, and I'll say, okay, you've got myself and a woman, and so you've got a brain and a half here. Tamara, there's a lot of women that may be intimidated about starting a plan, or maybe they were in a position like you just said where, you know, they lost their spouse, they're not sure what to do. Just talk about some practical steps that women can do. I mean, first of all, calling you, right? There's a lot of women that would prefer to work with women, and that's okay, right? But talk just about some practical steps that they should do to start a plan.
Sure. I mean, first of all, they have to let go of the fear to get started. You know, I think about, you know, my challenges in the past, and I know fear kind of drove me to do certain things or not do certain things. And, you know, we had a call yesterday with someone who said they were kind of scared to find out what their true situation was. And, you know, and I think that's probably the biggest fear that they need to let go, is that, you know, I can do this. I can make this change. It's going to be okay. You know, another thing they can do is just take time to consider their monthly spend. You know, part of the homework process that we have with the financial guys, you know, I think having, you know, the opportunity to write down everything, it gives you some perspective on where you can begin to get a budget and, you know, start getting on track. So,
boy, you are so right about that, Tamara. I think just it's so important to just be able to get a handle on your expenses. That drives everything, right? Whether it's your future retirement or your current budget. But putting it on paper really is eye-opening. And we've always joked over the past, like, we're surprised that we'll go through it even ourselves sometimes and be like, well, you forgot that 100 hours a month you spend on Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
You know, just little things like that add up to be big amounts if you don't pay attention, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Tamara. Well, if you're looking for a financial gal, make sure you call our office. If it's not the financial guys, the financial girls. I know you're going to be joining us hopefully in studio every once in a while, and we'll get you talking politics and everything. So I hope you can join us maybe like once a quarter. But and I also, by the way, you're going to be doing some events over the next few months for women, right? Like, you know, now, I've heard some of these are going to be like wine tasting, so I got to be honest with you. I'm identifying as a woman for that. Tamara's like, I think I'm going to put this event out. And I'm like, wait a minute. How come I can't come? I can taste wine. But if there's women that are out there, they can get in touch with you if they're interested in maybe, you know, putting together a group or getting involved in some of this stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. Please call the office. Absolutely.
833-FIN-GUYS, and you can be out in Rochester, Batavia, or right here in Williamsville, New York. And if you're looking for Tamara, make sure you reach out, and you'll hear more of her and the financial gals. They're taking over the financial guys. So actually, the women have always run the financial guys.
Pretty
office,
much, yeah. Who are you kidding? Sue's at home going, what are you guys talking about?
I've been running this thing for 20 years. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Tamara, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, if you need Tamara, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or just call the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, and she'll be happy to help you. All right, let's take a very short break. We come back to the other side. John, you'll be the first one up on deck. If anybody else wants to join us, 1-800-616-9236. Got more articles to get to, a couple of sound clips, and many more guests to come here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back, Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. You want to join us, 1-800-616-9236. This out of the Daily Wire, in this case, not New York, but San Francisco, hemorrhaging residents to Texas and Florida. The liberal city of San Francisco and California is losing residents at a record pace.
No, no.
In 2019.
Who wouldn't want to live with heroin needles and feces in the street? Who wouldn't want that?
2019 and 2020, they lost more residents than any other major U.S. city, even beating out places like Buffalo and Rochester.
You did it. You did it, San Francisco. You did it.
You did it.
All that redistributing your everybody else's wealth is finally paying off for you. Well, wow. Good.
What is a unicorn investor? Unicorn investor Keith Rabios, who has moved to Miami, maintained that the Bay Area is losing its lucrative tech talent, telling Business Insider that, quote, many of the most ambitious people on the planet have lived there, but post-COVID, I think the concentration of talent has atrophied.
I'm just shocked that all these liberal tech people are leaving for a more prosperous area. That's really hard to believe. Like Amazon this week. Good old dirtball
Amazon.
Yeah,
I love that.
So
isn't that great?
Amazon gives all this money to Democrats to raise your taxes, redistribute wealth, and support unionization. Unless they want to unionize Amazon, and then we're going to fight it. We spent millions of dollars to fight it, and they won.
Yep, and they won. Congratulations.
You getting this yet, Democrats? Anybody figuring this out? That your areas are worse and worse and worse, or not better? Decade after decade of redistributing wealth isn't working? Anybody waking up and going, maybe we should try something different? I don't know. Are the schools better there? No. Well, it's got to be cleaner, right? Environmentally friendly. It's got to be more prosperous. No, the gap between the rich and the poor has got to be the narrowest. No, actually the widest.
And when we say liberalism is a mental disorder,
it's a mental disorder.
For those that say we want to Californify the United States and do the, again, highest gap between the rich and the poor, highest rate of poverty, highest homeless rate, highest drug abuse rate. Just horrible.
Yeah, filthy.
I mean, just horrible.
Filthy. Disgusting. Anyway. Disgusting. We were talking to somebody the other day, you and I, that travels back and forth to California, and he said, I have been traveling back and forth for decades. It has never been worse. It is disgusting in certain areas. Why? Because they can't afford to live there anymore, folks. There's really wealthy, right? There's the Kardashians.
Oh, and they're leaving, too.
Some of them are leaving, too. Yeah. Some of them have so much wealth, like Zuckerberg. He can build his own fence around his yard. He's got his own wall.
He bought the whole block.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. He fenced it off.
They love the poor, though. Housing crisis. So Zuckerberg buys the whole block, levels everything, and puts a big fence around his property.
Yeah, he loves the poor.
Loves the poor. They love the poor.
They
love to help the poor.
Folks. They got billions.
They love to help the poor.
And I'm all, we were talking about this before the show. I'm all for taxing them, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm all for taxing them. The billionaires, for years, I said, you know what? It's you earn the money, you keep it. The billionaires want the taxes, but see, they donate to the right people. They donate to the Democrat Party, and the Republicans are spineless. Don't get me wrong, but they donate to the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party says, "Don't you worry."
I'll tell you what, though.
Your back. Because they could very easily clean Tent City in L.A. Zuckerberg,
easy.
in a minute, says,
could house
here's a few $100 million, house them all.
Yep.
He doesn't do that, right? The
doesn't
Kardashians, very easy. By the way, I accidentally saw one of their episodes where they went down to Tent City and they were going to help. What did they do? Like hand out like the cinnamon buns?
Well, that was like Michael Moore. Remember, he was down in Wall Street with the Occupy Wall Street going, get the 1%, burn everything. Oh, not that condo.
House.
No, not that. I own that one. Not, not that one right
not
there.
That one.
I'm worth millions.
That's my fourth condo. That's not that one.
Here's what, this is one last piece of the article. I never wanted to leave California, San Francisco real estate broker Scott Fuller said about his departure from the state after living there since 1983. It's the most beautiful state with the best climate. I think the tipping point was continued tax increases and even more proposed tax increases. I have absolutely no regrets. Now, who's had tax increases with even more proposed tax increases and more tax increases? Oh, yeah. That'd be New York.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen in New York? It's not already happening, right? We're going to give California. It's like a race to the bottom between California and New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can get to the bottom of the barrel first, right? Who can make the crappiest climate for their residents?
California's destroying their restaurants.
Hold
That's
on a second.
Good idea.
Wait
we
a
can
minute.
Do that.
Wait a minute.
We can do that. And then you got leadership like Brian Higgins 14 months later.
Yeah.
I think this is not right.
These rules seem arbitrary.
This is
capricious.
Not right.
All of a sudden,
I don't like this.
These rules seem like they're 12. Yeah, exactly. Two weeks to slow the curve. A year and a half later.
I don't think this is good. Hey, Brian. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock. Who's there? A moving company. The restaurants that you're now going to save have already gone. Yeah. They're out of business.
Well, to that point, Palm Beach has seen several new restaurants open from the restaurateurs that were formerly in New York City. They just picked up and said, I got to go somewhere. I got to do something.
They're gone.
They're not coming back. If you closed your restaurant in New York City and you went to Palm Beach and opened one up, guess what? When the restrictions come off, you don't say, oh, let me go back now, right?
No,
they're not coming back.
They're
not coming back.
Florida is going to be unaffordable soon, that's the only thing that's going to stop Florida. Is the massive amount of price?
Well, except for the liberal elitists that have the big fat pensions from people who have places like UB and Buff State,
it's they're still. By the way, we had a call. By the way, we had a little a party get together, Dingus Day party at our office. The liquor authority called us. I'm not kidding. They called me and I talked to them and said, "He goes, I heard you have 10 cases of beer." I said, "Are you serious?" I said, are you serious? Are you serious? Like, this is what you're doing?
That's a tailgate.
This is what you're doing in your economy. We have a 30,000
square
foot office.
Is that legal? You got a permit for that, too?
Probably. Come get it.
Joke. Anyway, all right, let's sneak in John from Rochester, who's been patiently waiting. Hey, John, how you doing? If you want to join us, by the way, 1-800-616-9236.
They are mentally ill at a But by the way, you restaurant owners, get a set. It's time to step up. It is.
You're going to be gone.
I know we've been saying that for 12 months. They are not going to stop. They are not. I'm talking to the liquor authority, and I'm calling the guy a dirtbag. I'm like, you guys are dirtbags. You go right into the back of these restaurants. You sneak in. He goes, well, we don't necessarily sneak in. I'm like, no. You don't. You're not using
Everybody
the front
enters
door.
A restaurant through the kitchen, right? That's a normal thing, right?
Everybody hides behind the dumpster until the door opens. Yeah. Like, you are dirt bag. If you work for the liquor authority and you work for the health department, I know you're not going to call it. I've been begging you. In fact, even the liquor authority, I tell them, come on over to my office. I want to interview you. I will. I'll take the fine for the 10 cases of beer. Just allow us a chance to get you on camera because you folks are dirt bags.
Unreal. All right, let's go to John. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Glenn and Mike. I'm doing great. You know, did I hear you guys say the state budget's going to allow $15,000 per illegal immigrant?
Undocumented, yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, John. You're welcome. Thank you.
This is like the Confederacy nullification of the Constitution in a federal government by the states. They're like the Confederacy, New York State, California. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So this is coming out of the bizjournal.com. Annual taxes on corporations and the wealthiest in New York. Oh, stupid pop-up. Hang on a second. I don't want the newsletter. No, I don't want that. All right. Let's see. Annual taxes on corporations and the wealthiest New Yorkers will increase by $4 billion next year after Andrew Cuomo and legislators agreed on a $212 billion budget. Let me remind everybody, Florida's budget is $95 billion, less than half, with more people, right? So I'll post this because all the crap is in here. It's all garbage. New Yorkers earning more than 1 million and couples more than two will now see their top rate go from 882 to
985.
They
can pay for it, John. They're not going to move. If you're making $25 million a year, you'll just sit there in place. You're not going to move to Texas or Florida. You're not going to do that.
The corporate franchise tax rate would increase to 7.25% from 6.5%. Everything's increasing, right?
Oh, yeah,
across
there you go.
The board.
Corporate franchise.
But they'll make it back up with the legalized sports
betting.
What
exactly is a corporate franchise? A corporate franchise
is a small business.
A small business. Yeah. That's exactly what it is, right? So when you hear, well, we're just going to tax the wealthy, we pay $2,500 a year for each corporate franchise that they get in New York.
Just to file the tax rate.
Yeah, just to file the tax rate. We're fortunate enough that we've of scale and we're big enough.
That used to be $1,000.
Could you imagine though, if you're a small business owner, again, you're just leave. I don't know what else to tell you. You just The fighting is they won. They got everything they want.
Won.
They do.
That's true, though. Well, the legislature is shot. I mean, they're outside of DiPietro.
The final slap in the face is this guy's being accused of all the sexual harassment by.
Is he at 11? Did he get 11 this week?
I don't think so.
What are we at?
He's
still
at 10? I think he's still at 10, yeah.
I thought maybe I heard a new one come out.
But by the way, one of them said he groped her on the private jet that we're paying for, John. $650,000 a year.
King One, he calls it.
King One Express, so he can fly back and forth because he's too good to hop on Southwest like the rest of us.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really bothered. I've been bothered by this illegal alien immigration situation in these sanctuary cities like Rochester. Now we pretty much have a sanctuary country, and it's upsetting the people that obey laws. We cross our T's, dot our I's, we pay our taxes, and these lowlifes violate our federal law and our constitution is immigration stuff.
But you got to realize they're lawless people, right? That's the thing. They don't believe in safety, and you know they're talking about taking guns away from good people, right? And they've been talking about this forever. They're talking about defunding the police. What I mean, law, they don't care.
And I'll tell you guys, I'm really the other thing that really ticks me off is the lack of respect for the police by the media. The media, day by day here in Rochester, Democrat and Chronicle, the WXXI NPR station here, they demonize the police almost every single day.
Every liberal outlet has, John, whether it's CNN, MSNBC.
It's demonize the police.
Here's, this is the thing. We got to talk about this in the next hour, and that is the dichotomy of the Democrat Party, right? So on the one hand, they want to get rid of all guns. Right. On the other hand, they only want police to have guns. But they, on the third hand, they don't like the police. So I don't understand, like, which group is actually going. Which group are the Democrats going to cater to?
Talk about that conflict at the voting booth.
Right. Ooh. We got to talk. We'll talk about that in the next hour. That'll be the lead up. John, appreciate the call, buddy. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on the other hour, another side of the break for another whole other hour of the Financial Guys here. If you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236. And, of course, need us throughout the week, thefinancialguys.com or 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll be right back. We've got Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean Hand Sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected, lilac, hydrangea, tulips, what does it smell like?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Tulip, hydrangea.
Lilac, that never gets old.
What does it smell like to you?
What does it smell like
this
to
guy,
you?
This guy,
I don't know, I got cold.
This guy is criticizing the President Trump at the time for gathering up supplies, getting him a ship, getting him PPE supplies.
And he's worried about
getting
lilac.
All those, and he's worried about making hand sanitizer. Which, by the way, it turns out, I don't know if anybody ever really talked about this too much, but it turns out that New York State didn't actually make any hand sanitizer.
No.
They contracted with a private company.
They still have a ton of it, by the way.
Well, but here's the thing.
In
they,
warehouses,
yeah,
as I called.
But they contracted with a private company to make the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Then they shipped it in large volumes to their prison labor system that they have.
Yeah.
The prison labor system bottled the hand sanitizer, slapped a New York Clean label on it so that Governor Cuomo could have his showboating press conference and insult places like Purell, which is a private company, for somehow gouging people. It's called supply and demand.
Yeah.
It's not Purell's fault that somebody buys up supply and puts it on Amazon for $1 billion, okay?
You know whose fault it is? Yours, Andrew. You scared the daylights out of people. You scared the daylights. It's your fault. That's it. You want to blame anybody?
Well, and the media.
Look in the mirror. Yeah, look in the mirror. Well, the media, they're puppets for him, right? So it's amazing to me. 10 women were up to. He's still in office.
That's amazing.
He is still in office. You get Kathy Hochul this week going, hey, well, there's an investigation. What? It's funny. Would there be an investigation if he was a Republican? Would there be?
No.
No, I don't think so.
But what do you need to investigate? I mean,
and how many women? What's the number? 11, 12, right? There's a Me Too movement out there. There's got to be some number.
This presents a pretty clear pattern, which we've known, right? He's a bully. He thinks he's the king. He thinks he can do whatever he wants, right? And that's how he acts, right? That's how he acts. He flies on King One.
We pay as taxpayers here, folks out in Rochester, Batavia, here in Buffalo. You're paying for King One, $650,000 a year. By the way, with Zoom and with COVID, where was he flying?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Right. He was in Georgia. Remember that?
Oh, remember that state? The state.
Where he flew down without the mask to hug the guy down there and then come back and lecture us about all that stuff?
To help them. Yeah. He literally, this is hilarious. He went down there and the governor went, yeah, I'll do just the opposite. So we're going to open.
That's right.
So we're going to open.
Yeah.
By the way, Major League Baseball.
How terrible are they about Atlanta?
Oh, my gosh.
So they pull out of Atlanta. Atlanta has about a 30% black business ownership.
Right.
They moved it on a lie. Once again, Democrats love their lies. And shame on you, MLB, and shame on you, Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola, for not even looking into the law to realize what it actually said. I mean, just going along with the absolute lie from the president liar-in-chief.
How is any of this racist? I don't understand.
This is Jim Crow laws. No, it's not Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws where you have to use a separate water fountain, a separate bathroom, sit in the back of the bus,
We're asking everybody to get ID to vote. Is that really?
Well, because they can't give out water and sandwiches in line, Mike. That's viciously evil. Give me a break.
But why is it evil?
Pack your own snacks, first of all.
They're saying it's racist. You're handing out food to white or black people, right? And many times, not even at this point, we don't even know the difference half the time, right?
In places where they have required photo ID to vote, minority participation has increased. It's not decreased. It's ridiculous.
What?
But the fact that
they could figure out where the DMV is?
But they moved it to Denver, Mike, which has a 5% black ownership rate. Yeah, that video was great. If you didn't catch our podcast this week,
I have not had a DNA test.
You got to go back.
I don't know if I have any black community or not. I should do the DNA test. But if I had black, I would be absolutely outraged that you don't think I can go to the DMV and get a license. Outraged. I would be so furious with the Democrat Party, it's not even funny.
Well, we could play a bit of that clip if you want.
We should play
that clip. It's ridiculous.
Who is that? Project Veritas?
No, it was Amy Horowitz, who I don't know if he works for Daily Signal or Wire.
If you
or
have
not,
it, we have to play it.
I'll find it. I'll find it here. If you want to join us, by the way, 1-800-616-9236.
We do
1-800-616-9236.
Offices in Rochester, Batavia. We talked to a lot of folks out in Batavia. Love you folks out there. And right here, of course, in Amherst, New York. If you need our help, use us as a resource. We have independent financial planners, registered investment advisors. We have a chartered financial analyst. We have multiple chartered financial analysts. You've heard John Thur on the show. Paul Meeks. Paul is a regular on CNBC, part of our team, literally on CNBC once a week. Managed over $9 billion for Merrill Lynch in the 90s. He is one of our lead money managers. So we're bringing Wall Street to Main Street. Use our team as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS. Again, offices in Rochester, Batavia, and here. And by the way, the after show, Mike and Mike, they've got Mickey Kearns on. Don't miss that.
Go to our
Facebook Live after the show. Make sure you like us on Facebook. If you're not already part of our Facebook family, now make sure you do that. A lot of stuff we post to our Facebook page. But Mike and Mike, I'm Mickey Kearns on after. That's going to be an awesome, awesome show.
No doubt.
Mickey's a great guest. And they have their own podcast, too. So don't forget about our podcast throughout the week. We release ours every Tuesday. I'm not sure about Mike and Mike. I think there might be Tuesday night, too. So, but we're building our podcast network, radio.com, iHeartRadio. All of this stuff can be found on thefinancialguys.com.
Perfect. This is Amy Horowitz. It just says digital short, so I don't know if he works for, you know, a Daily Wire or some other, but he does a phenomenal job. This has been done a while ago. This is not a new video, so it's not like breaking news or anything, but it really just goes to show the absolute ignorance of the liberal left, especially on college campuses.
Yep.
Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
They're usually pretty racist.
And
they're bad.
I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far to say that those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African American vote?
Definitely.
Tell us how.
Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
Like a driver's license?
This
really?
Guy, this guy. If that you haven't watched our podcast, you have to go watch our podcast and watch this guy. Yeah. That guy right there, I'm gonna back that up. Just well, the unlikely to have the kind of when I think of liberal California, this is exactly what I think of right there.
They're not unlikely to have the IDs that I have.
Right, of course.
I'm a little bit more sophisticated.
That's
though.
Right. I mean, it's just amazing. this guy, I love it. He's got the sheer the sport coat over the like the unreal. It's great.
As I drink, as I smoke out of my cigar. IDs.
That's right.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been
really
described or required.
Is that right?
People don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get
identification.
Where?
I actually, so the funny thing is the DMV in Western New York is closer to
right.
the city of
it's
Buffalo.
It's actually the opposite. Yeah. I mean, if you live in rural America, more likely you're going to drive further to the DMV than near the other city.
Well, you won't believe this, folks.
This guy, though, I love this guy.
My friends who are black actually have cars, too.
This
they
guy.
Can, they
right.
drive just
right.
like me.
Do they have the best part to get the cell phones. Well, they're likely not to be able to afford, like, you know. Like, honest to God, how insulting is this?
Oh,
unbelievable. Wait, we're back to this guy again. He comes back. Yeah. This guy's
I never vote Democrat again, by the way. Like, are you kidding me?
I mean, seriously.
Does that also make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet
access.
Service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's
that
harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of
how the knowledge works. Oh, my God.
Kindergartners are using the
They don't have the knowledge to get online.
Unreal.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's a 5-minute video. So if you want to see the whole
thing.
No,
we have to play. Yeah, we
keep
have.
Because
he interviews some black folks and says, hey, look,
really
do you know how to get online? It's like, what?
Because
what
they're
are you
not
talking
aware.
About?
They're not informed. I also
they're
think
not
there's
informed.
A profession of like black voting with
these are these are
how
liberal.
They, how if you're a convicted felon, like you're not allowed to vote and everything.
So all convicted felons are black now? Is that what she just said?
These are, by the way, this
is that
Antifa.
What she's applying?
This is Antifa. These are inner-city white girls.
Where
ooh, that's Antifa. Right
this
there.
Is what Stanford college on campus there? Is that where he is?
Yeah, they'll be the ones breaking windows later at night.
Let's slip in Phil Provenzano, and then we'll get back to the rest of this video on the other
joke.
Side of the break. We'll hear the responses. And
the responses are the best.
I mean, honestly,
like, they're
God.
Like they look at him like, "Are you? Are you like, am I, like, the one guy goes,
is there a camera?
Am I on Kina camera?
Is there a camera? Unbelievable! How sheltered do you have to be? Like, how white
shelter.
Is your community? Like, seriously.
Right.
Like, where do you live? Like, seriously.
Right.
Wow.
Unreal. Wow.
Okay. Wow. All
right. And what are you learning at your at that college, right?
Like, all right.
Yeah, I would tell mom and dad to keep their money. That's what
yikes.
I would say.
No doubt about it.
I want my money
I think
back.
Mom and dad are part of the problem. Let's be honest.
That's for sure.
All right. Let's sneak in Phil Provenzano, talk a little about Medicare and what's going on out in Rochester. Phil runs our Rochester office and is a frequent guest of the show. How you doing, Phil? Thanks for patiently waiting. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
We're
fantastic.
Best ever. How are you, sir? How's Medicare going? I know you guys are really busy. A lot of folks turning 65, whether it's in, you were actually coming to Western New York to help us, but the Rochester office has gotten so crazy that I haven't seen you much in Buffalo.
Yeah, no, we're busy. We definitely... you know, we got people coming in and we got, we're doing phone calls, Zooms. We're kind of spreading out a little bit, even outside of Rochester, just because we're realizing that a lot of the people just don't have the resources to get the information that they need. And I don't really think that's just because of COVID. I just think it's just there's just not a lot of resources out there for individuals that are.
Well, and what is out there is awfully confusing. I mean, you're talking about 40 some odd different plans, right? Or 30 some odd different plans. It changes year to year, right? So whatever the number. And, of course, they all have a little bit different bells and whistles, a little bit catches. You got to read the fine print with some of these things. And it's hard to navigate on your own. I mean, just like health insurance, right? This is even worse because there's more options.
So I have a lady. We talk almost on a weekly basis, and this is what she says. She's like, I have a doctorate. And she's like, I can't comprehend the system and why they make it so complicated. She's like,
well it's because it's the government.
You guys, because I can't do this.
Yeah, well, and on top of that, you know, you're an AHIP certified rep. You're working on that. You know, that's what you do, right? I mean, every day you're on top of all the new regulations, all the new companies that are coming in and out of the market, all the new bells and whistles, right? Companies change every year. As far as people turning 65, what's the biggest mistake you see people make when they originally sign up for Medicare?
Well, two things. So, one, you know, seeking the advice of the HR representatives that and again, God bless them, they just don't know what you do and do not have to do. They're just, when you turn 65 and if you're still working, you have so many options. You don't have to stay with your group insurance and pay an astronomical amount of money anymore. Your options just open up vastly. And that's really what I'm dealing with over the last 2 months, is just opening up people's eyes as just how to save them money as they're turning 65. And listen, these group plans, they're expensive. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to stay on them. So just educating them and just giving them the options and letting them make their own decision. I just hate when people make the decisions for these people. It's just not the right thing for them.
Phil, what do I do if I picked Medicare during enrollment season last year, but I think I picked the wrong plan?
There's so many different options. There's so many different opportunities, especially with people like us that we're experts. Just call us. There are special enrollment periods. There are special enrollment periods that people don't even know exist that we will find for you guys. And we can find, there's dozens and
Is that special enrollment season, Phil, that the government put in place but then barred us from telling anybody about? Is that that one you're talking about? Is that it?
It actually boggles my mind.
So the one to help people but you can't tell them about that you could help?
Right. They got to find out on their own.
That's almost as good as Obamacare when they set it up and said, we're not allowed to market it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, folks. I'm not kidding. Yeah. That's the truth.
No, that's the truth. No, that really happened.
Told them about it. They're like, that's not true. That's not an enrollment period. The government didn't tell me that. I'm like, okay, guys.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Phil, if they need you, 833-FIT-GUYS or the website, right, thefinancialguys.com.
Yeah, guys, great job. Thank you very much. Good show.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Have a great weekend.
All right. Go see Phil out in Rochester. By the way, he'll come to Batavia as well. Batavia office, independent AHIP-certified Medicare experts. We have a whole slew of them right in Williamsville, New York.
All right, 833-FIT-GUYS if you need us throughout the week. Very short break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. We'll take more of your calls and questions. 1-800-616-9236. A couple of special guests to come. Do not turn that dial. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. 1-800-616-9236. Let's put the rest of this video here. This, again, Ami Horowitz, Video Shorts, doing a great job out in California interviewing some folks on voter ID laws. And he's going to bounce over to New York City and get the response here in a second. But
there was just a bunch of young white women who said the voter ID laws are racist because black people don't know how to find the DMV.
My favorite guy.
They don't know how to use the internet.
My favorite guy is the guy with the jacket. Like, well, you know, because those kind of people don't have the kind of ID.
The resources my family.
The resources to even have the internet.
He's a member of the Kerry family.
I guess, yeah, maybe.
We've got our private jet and we can figure out where it is.
Busted again. He doesn't care, right?
No, he doesn't.
Mr. Climate Change Czar. That's what he is. He's the climate czar. Oh, yeah. Jet setting around the
world. Headed the whole thing.
This hanging out in Indiana.
We're all going to be dead in 10 years.
Yep. Jet setting back to Idaho for family vacation, then back out to India. No problem.
No. Went to Ireland to accept an award on his own private
Iceland. Iceland. They ridiculed him there for that.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter. He's back in his private jet this week
back
to visit family.
That's great.
But he's got the pipe out of his mouth with the jacket.
Yes, exactly.
So now he's going to go to New York City and try to find some black people on the street to interview them to see what they think about whether they can find the internet or
if they
have ID.
You got a bunch more liberals
ID.
Here first, so.
Oh, okay.
I also think there's a repression of, like, black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like, you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's
all the convicted felons in Florida
are
black, apparently.
Of the, like, African Americans.
Oh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to play that again.
It's unreal.
I got to play that again.
It's unreal. This is Democrat.
Listen very carefully to what she just said.
Mental illness at its best, folks.
That's a very. Yeah. So in Florida, half the black population apparently is incarcerated.
Yeah.
And because they can't vote, that's a swing state, and that's
why
Democrat.
Okay.
Unreal.
I got
wow. Okay.
I'm gonna.
I think there's a repression of, like, black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like, you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the like African American.
Yeah. Just in Florida.
A huge population.
Just in Florida. Yeah. Just in Florida.
Black people.
Just in Florida. The black criminals are just in Florida. And it's going to swing the vote if we don't let them vote. Okay.
Can't even.
No, you can't make this up.
I mean, just
you
unreal.
Can't make this up. It's
unreal.
Like candy camber or something.
Really.
Yeah, really, truly.
Their thoughts on what you just heard. Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody who, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
I love her. I love her. She goes, why would they not have ID?
She's so taken aback. Like, why?
What, I don't blame her.
What
I would
are you
be
talking about?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
ID? Wow, yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID. So, like, we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
This guy's the best. Type of trick candy camera?
I love this guy.
That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
Is that what does that say to you?
I know it's that, but on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Would you have a problem getting there if you had to get there?
No.
I know you sound like a silly question. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black
this is good.
People, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
That's just stupidity, honestly.
Yes,
everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
Uh-huh.
I had access to the internet for years.
You know how to use it properly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually use
unlimited.
Unlimited data.
Mm-hmm. I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that say to you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant.
That's exactly right.
I just think that's ignorant.
They're pretty much ignorant.
That's the all tolerable loving left who is absolutely beyond ignorant.
That is spot on.
You got to watch that video. If you haven't had a chance, just go to our podcast this previous week on Tuesday. It's on YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel. Just type in Financial Guys into YouTube, and you'll find our channel there. You can watch all of our different videos, our podcasts, the After Hours show, our TFG Academies. All the stuff is there, or you could always go to our website as well, thefinancialguys.com, and you can find links there as well. But it amazes me. I'm really surprised that there are people that are really that sheltered in this world.
Right.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I mean, really, I mean, talking about people that are saying, "Wow, I guess they don't have access to the internet." Like, wow, where do you live?
Are you in Beverly Hills? The reaction of some of these folks. So they're like, "Are you? What
of course,
is like?"
Even little kids could use the internet. Like
camera. Anyway, like, of course, I hear.
This was on the published by the Daily Wire. So I don't know if Ami Horowitz works with the Daily Wire. Or they just picked it up as a story or whatnot. But great job. Did a really great job with that video. So all right, very short break, folks. We got a special guest coming up next. Got Paul Meeks later in the show as well. And your calls and questions, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
This is the show where money meets politics. I'm your host today, Glenn Wiggle, here with Mike Lomas.
It's time to talk money.
Do you know what he's done? The gap between the rich and the poor is going down. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. Do you know what this man is doing?
The media will come out as the lapdogs, kissing the butt of the Democrat Party,
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
All right, welcome back. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll take your calls and questions here. We've got about 30 minutes left in today's show. 1-800-616-9236. Again, 1-800-616-9236. A couple of the things, I guess, on a positive note, New York's vaccine passport program already failing.
Well, that's it's a shocker. It's a positive, but that never lets a Democrat down. I mean, don't think that they're going to stop, right?
Well,
I mean,
probably needs more money.
That's exactly
or time.
No, absolutely. Money is the key, right? That's going to be the key. So don't you know, turn that frown upside down, Glenn. I mean, yeah, no, that's it's only a matter of more money to fix it, right? Yeah. That was what the Obamacare website. Remember, it didn't work at 5 million or 10 million or 20, but by the time 100 million rolled around,
yeah, they were okay.
Yeah, right, $100 million website, the most expensive website in the entire world, and it finally worked after $100 million. They don't care. They won't stop.
So this from the truepundit.com.
The better thing is states like Florida and Texas have already patted it down. Yeah. Like, no, we're not going to
right out of the gate.
Yeah. So
this out of the truepundit.com. Liberty advocates rejoice that the idiocracy is going to save us from yet another form of COVID tyranny. Thanks to a combination of bungling authoritarians and decaying legacy corporations, these entities are simply too incompetent to pull off a functioning vaccine passport program. New York's rollout of its vaccine passport already has the markings of a 5-alarm dumpster fire. The New York State Excelsior Pass vaccine passport system, which was created by IBM, has so many issues that I wouldn't be surprised if the program was scrapped altogether before the end of the calendar year. It has massive security flaws, a shrinking customer base by design. It remains incredibly impractical.
And unconstitutional.
And it's incredibly easy to manipulate.
And totally unconstitutional.
Totally unconstitutional. Exactly. Besides
that doesn't stop them any either. So what does that matter?
Speaking of unconstitutional, this coming from a texter. This is a text message that came in. New York legislature passed a bill that gives the state the right to indefinitely detain anyone deemed to be a danger to public health. So if they deem you to be a danger to public health, whether you are a non-vaccinated person or simply you don't like, you know, they don't like what you have to say. Because that's coming next too, folks.
So for instance, us, if we're not here next week.
That's right.
you know where we are.
You'll know where we are.
We're telling the truth on COVID, and they don't want to hear the truth on COVID.
Yeah,
they don't want to hear that we're at 80% herd immunity. Estimated share of U.S. population with COVID-19 antibodies is at 80%. They would rather continue to scare you and tell you to wear your face diapers, folks. They want you to keep those face diapers on, no matter how nasty and disgusting they are for your face and the environment.
Yeah, definitely the environment. So this coming to a liberal city or town near you soon, Canada, to censor, quote, hurtful comments about politicians, implement internet kill switch. This from Zero Hedge reporting. Just unbelievable that Canada now will censor any sort of hurtful comments. And by the way, I saw, where are we going in this country? I saw Tucker Carlson, was it last night I was watching, 2 nights ago? And he had a guy on that criticized Ocasio-Cortez from an anonymous account on Twitter, and basically just said, you know, this was disappointing. He didn't say it wasn't anything threatening. He just said, this is a very disappointing even for you, Ocasio, right? The FBI showed up at his house.
Crazy.
Right? So I thought people were enough. Now, people attack us all the time on Twitter, right? And slanderous. If we call Twitter, the local police will say, well, we don't know, they're anonymous. Somehow, did AOC call Twitter and Jack Dorsey and say, Jack, go after it? And for the FBI to show up at their house?
O'Donnell was paying politicians off on Twitter, right?
Right.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. Mike and Glenn, you're going in timeout.
Well, this guy, so I wish I had that Tucker thing. Maybe we'll talk about that in the podcast this week, but just chilling, right? I mean, what's going on in this country is out of control. Yeah. In Michigan, well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the Polish lady.
Unfortunately, the swamp was not drained. And when you don't
drain
the swamp,
drained.
And it starts to fill back up, the creatures
it's
come
worse.
Back out.
It's even worse.
Yes.
In Michigan, there's a Polish immigrant who has a restaurant that refused to shut down because of, Commandant Whitmer there, Governor Whitmer. They jailed this woman. She's now in jail for 92 days. Mm. unless she pays the $35,000 extortion.
Really?
That's basically what it is. This is kidnapping and extortion.
But if you
want to
come over the border illegally without a face diaper on.
Oh, here's a check.
Not a problem.
Yeah, here's a check. Yeah, here's a gift card. By the way.
Here's a gift card.
By the way, Catholic Charities, by the way, what is the matter with you folks? I mean, in all seriousness, I've been a huge supporter over the years. No more.
Given lots of money.
Well, did you see what happened at the southern border? Okay, so Alex Jones, I am not a huge fan of. We don't really play Alex Jones. He's the InfoWars guy.
Yeah,
he's a little bit crazy to me, okay?
Yep.
He goes a little bit overboard. But I got to tell you, he's one of the few people that are even exposing this. He busted a van driven by Catholic Charities down at the southern border. They were just loading immigrant children as young as 3, 4, 5 years old in the back of this minivan, basically. No seatbelts, no safety restraints. Mm. And Alex Jones runs over, calls the police over. They get the kids out of the car. And this is what's going on, folks. They're giving they're aiding and abetting, basically. They're giving these folks a $1,200 gift card or a debit card and a bus pass wherever they want to go.
Yeah.
Many are coming to New York, right, because that's where the big freebies are.
Sure, sure.
And so that's where the people are going
to
go.
The
and look, plan. I'm okay with helping people. That's part of the Catholic mission, right? That's okay. And I'm okay even helping illegal people that need the assistance. But when you start helping to transport folks like that all over the country, right, give them free passage.
Dumping them anywhere
point,
where they don't have a chance to actually build themselves.
At some point it becomes aiding and abetting. And when you're going to be irresponsible with children. Now, the last time we had this crisis at the border, children ended up being found in Ohio in basically a labor camp, more or less, working on a farm. That's the kind of stuff that's going to happen again, or God forbid, even worse with these kids.
Sex trafficking and everything
else. And for Jen Psaki to come out and say, well, this was a problem from the former administration.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
Who's buying that?
You better be on the dump button, Frank.
Who's drinking that Who's drinking that Kool-Aid?
I mean, come on. I mean, there was no problem at the border
until
Biden said, come on over.
Come on over. Yeah, come on.
But not right now. But if you get here, we'll probably give you amnesty. So, but not right now.
Yeah.
I mean, what a joke. Just really ridiculous.
Come on in. Don't worry about your face diapers.
No,
we got plenty here. Don't worry about it.
By the way, the California teachers who couldn't be bothered to go back into San Diego schools because God forbid they might get COVID.
Well, they're teaching.
Are now teaching illegal immigrants with twice the positivity rate with
no problem
whatsoever.
No problem.
It's
no
really
problem.
Amazing.
People paying their salary? Problem.
Right.
People not paying their salary? No problem at all.
Are we getting it now, folks?
Yeah.
By the way, and I'm done with, you know, obviously we made it pretty clear about Nike. The list is growing, right? The list of woke companies, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines.
Look, if they're going to cancel you, cancel them.
Yeah.
If they're going to cancel you, cancel them, right? If they're going to cancel your voice, cancel them. I will never buy another pair of Nikes again.
Nope.
I will never buy another pair of Nikes again. Wore them for years. Will not wear another pair. Ever,
no doubt.
Ever.
Well, I think it's time for us to get serious. And you know, for us, we are creating a conservative safe zone in our office.
Yeah.
So you can come in.
It's okay.
Even as a liberal, if you want to come into our office as a liberal and have an open and honest debate, respectfully, we're happy to have an honest debate about facts respectfully.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's hard to have with a lot of liberals because they go right to, you're racist,
within
like the first two sentences,
right?
But for the most part, you know, our office is a place where conservatives come in.
It's
a conservative safe zone. We think like you think like us.
Stolen. If you think there was something wrong with hundreds of thousands of ballots being dropped off at
4:30
in the morning, we do too.
Yeah,
we do too.
Yeah, so you can come in and speak your mind in our office. We're happy to talk with you, and it is a conservative safe space. We're thinking about branding that out like an Angie's List, right? So actually putting it out there so other corporations, if you've got the stones, because not everybody does, right? A lot of you are still out there trying to, I'm apolitical. I'm apolitical, right? And guess what happens when you're apolitical?
Yeah, they run over you.
The liberals run you over, and the conservatives don't want to deal with it.
Your window will be the first to be smashed.
Exactly, right? It's like the restaurants hanging up, we support Black Lives Matter, and then they get their window smashed anyways.
Yeah.
Like, if we need to band together as conservatives, and I guess smaller government libertarians.
They get their
windows
smashed by some 17-year-old white girl, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, from the suburbs.
That's right.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about that. No doubt.
That's right. By the way, if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS, whether you need help with your Medicare, AHIP-certified Medicare experts, you need help with your home and auto. By the way, Mike and Mike will be doing the after show. Mickey Kearns will be their guest. So that's going to be a great show. You got to go to our Facebook account. Make sure you like us on Facebook, but they'll be Facebook Live. I think it's about 3:15-ish or so after we are done here But Mike and Mike, Mike Sparazza, Mike Hayflick, and Facebook Live, Mickey Kearns, be a great show. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. And, of course, if you want to talk about managing money, that's what we do for a living. You know, one of our core, of course, that's the foundation of Financial Guys. We have chartered financial analyst Paul Meeks will be joining us here shortly. Paul is a regular on CNBC. So when it comes to being able to have that type of advice, that level of advice, whether it's in Rochester, we have an office in Batavia, and right here in Williamsville, New York. So use our team as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS.
And if you want to join us here, 1-800-616-9236. Again, 1-800-616-9236. This out of the New York Post, April 6th. Quality of life plummets, taxes rocket, and New York City faces doom, according to Michael Goodwin.
Well, remember, de Blasio said this is going to change the face of, we just can't go back to the same old New York. It's got to change the face of New York, and he's doing that. You're doing it. You're going to change it, all right.
You're doing it.
You're destroying it, but you're doing it.
Yeah. No man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session. That's how Gideon Tucker, a New Yorker who knew Albany as a former legislator, secretary of state, and judge, put it back in 1866. His wisdom, as demonstrated repeatedly over the ages, is timeless. There's something different, especially troubling about this time. The possibility of permanent decline and the ultimate destruction of the New York we know is unmatched in modern history. And he's absolutely right. I have never seen a city fall so fast, so badly.
Yeah.
And the numbers tell the story, right? Washington is sending trade loads of money, to blue states to bail out their high tax, high spend habits. As longtime government guru Dick Ravitch writes in the Wall Street Journal op-ed, Congress has been generous, allocating more than $12 billion to New York State.
Gone.
$6 billion to the city, $6 billion to the MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority.
It's gone.
And $9 billion to state schools.
You could give them $200 billion, they will have spent it by Tuesday.
The state's take raises the total budget to be adopted to $212 billion, some $18 billion higher than the fiscal year that just ended.
The answer will never be money unless New York State starts to cut expenses, right-size its budget.
Never.
It is never going to be
never,
right.
Never,
it is never going to be fixed. Now, you know, for a long time, New York State, and specifically New York City, had Wall Street, right? They could say, look at the money that's being generated from that monster, and we can afford all this higher stuff, and we can afford higher taxes. Well, now, guess what? Technology has been the ultimate equalizer, and those people are moving to Palm Beach. Yep. And they don't have Wall Street. They don't have the hedge funds anymore. And they're not going to have the restaurants and the entertainment here either. So the mess is going to continue. I don't care. Pick a number. $200 million, $300 million, it's not going to matter. It is a mess.
Yep. And the violence is
not
going
to right-size the size of government. They refuse to do it. And it's getting more and more unsafe every single day.
So listen to this. Not all those leaving are rich, but they're all afraid. And not just of the inevitable cost of living increases that follows as taxes ripple through housing, services, transportation, every bottle of beer and bag of chips sold. Many are also understandably afraid of crime and public disorder. A snapshot of NYPD stats over 2 years paints an unmistakable picture of a city in serious decline. Murder climbed nearly 45% last year and is up an additional 13.5% this year.
What a shame.
That increase translates to an additional 153 New Yorkers shot, stabbed, and strangled. Shootings are up 72% in 2 years, and car thefts are up a staggering 91%. The city is in a death spiral with unprovoked attacks and subway pushings, adding more fear on top of rational fear. You know, the thing is, you know, they're talking about all these, sadly, these attacks on Asian Americans, and there have been a lot of them. But they're not by white supremacists.
No.
I don't know if you've seen any of the people arrested these crimes.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much
the same old similar story.
It's
the same. Yeah. You want to clean up New York State, you do a Rudy Giuliani. Please support the police officers. You need to cut the size. The massive amount of welfare needs to be cut. And you need to right-size Medicaid. I mean, Medicaid is a disaster. And we're spending more money than all the other states combined.
They're
right?
letting criminals back on the streets.
Yeah, and letting criminals back on the streets. That's, I mean, come on. I don't.
Seriously.
Democrat or Republican, use your brain.
Seriously.
Use your brain.
All right, we've got to take a very short break, and we'll take your calls and questions on the other side. 1-800-616-9236. Again, 1-800-616-9236. If you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. We have a number of different departments. You can reach us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, by going to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't miss the after show with Mike and Mike. Mickey Kern's on today, and they've been doing an awesome job landing some amazing guests. You can check out that after today's show and go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all the different podcasts we're doing and media events. We'll be right back near the other side of the break. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Stay tuned on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of today's show, the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and thanks for the call today. We do appreciate it. If you need us throughout the week, you can reach us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website again at thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget about our podcast. Every Tuesday, the audio version is released. Every Thursday, the video version is released. And new podcasts with Mike Hayflick and Mike Sparazzo, the Mike and Mike TFG Truth podcast. Don't miss that as well. And we've got more coming on tap for you. So stay tuned to our website at thefinancialguys.com for all the updates on the stuff that we're doing, as well as all the links to our social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and more. If you need us again throughout the week, you can use us as a resource. If you think like us, you can give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or locally in Western New York, 716-633-1515. All right, let's go to our special guest today, or one of our special guests, Paul Meeks. Paul has been with the Independent Solutions team, which is like the money management sister company to the Financial Guys. Paul is one of our a handful of CFAs, Charter Financial Analysts. We usually call those guys the smartest guys in the room. And Paul's claim to fame was he was the largest tech manager when he managed a suite of technology funds for Merrill Lynch during the dot-com bubble. And as a result, he is frequently featured on CNBC. I just looked you up real quick, Paul, to see what I could try to play the latest interview, and there was just too many on Trading Nation and a whole bunch of others. So Squawk Box, too many for me to choose from. So I just figured I'd just grab you and bring you on, and we'll just talk to you directly. How's that? How are you, Paul? Thanks for joining us.
Great. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Best ever.
So you just wrote a recent, I'll call it economic commentary. You know, all of our managers, you included, are now putting out some written commentary every quarter. And again, you can go to our website for that information. But, you know, based on that commentary, I thought it was really spot on, and I wanted to have an opportunity to bring you on because a lot of people are asking, you know, is the tech run over? You know, we've seen kind of fits and starts, you know, as interest rates have risen, tech has been under some pressure. You know, what are your thoughts being a tech, you know, I guess, guru in your space? And, you know, how is the rotation going to continue, I guess, you know, more towards the value? What do you see over the next several months?
Yeah, so the last thing first, I actually think the rotation into value and dividend paying stocks might continue for a bit. The interesting thing about this, Glenn, is the fundamentals for technology. When I say fundamentals, how's business going? The answer is business is going great. You know, one of the things that you can see in the United States is that we have a shortage of semiconductors, which are the chips that go into every device that you can possibly dream of. And, you know, how could things be bad when even our current president has earmarked $50 billion in the most recent package to solve the logjam, which is the supply chain around the world and semiconductors. So business is strong. But the problem is this, is there's no doubt with the outperformance for many years running in tech stocks that they're really expensive. And also with tech companies, you know, you're quite often not investing in today's products and services, but you're investing in the future, and sometimes way, way out in the future. We call that a long duration asset. And what happens with long duration assets when interest rates start to rise, as they have done in this country in about the last 8 weeks or so, you start to dent the valuation of those long duration assets, those growth stocks, those tech stocks. So I think that that can play out a little bit longer. However, fundamentals are strong. And at the end of the day, you know, fundamentals rule. And so I think there'll be an opportunity to sweep back into tech and do very, very well. I'm just chopping up the bit, waiting for the time.
Paul, if you were a new investor, so let's say you're doing a rollover or something like that, you know, where would you be as far as positioning? Would you be holding some cash right now, or would you be all in? You know, I know you talked about that rotation, and I know it's funny because we and a lot of people, you being, you know, managing $9 billion in tech, where we look at you as a tech guy, but you help many of our clients with their overall portfolio. It's not just tech. You're just known for it. But would you be holding some money and some dry powder on the sidelines right now to wait for some kind of a correction overall?
You know, I actually would not because, you know, obviously cash burns a hole in your pocket. It earns nothing. And we've all been accustomed, at least, you know, listening to theory over time, that bonds are bulletproof safe. However, they're not when interest rates are rising, and that's happening. And so I would still build fairly aggressively, fully invested is cool with me, a stock portfolio. But what I would do is change the mix a little bit. I'd be light on tech, at least for the time being. And I'd be very heavy on dividend-paying stocks that have more reasonable valuations. And I think that's how you play your defense. Don't necessarily hoard cash or even invest in bonds.
That seems like a common theme. You know, when we had we had you guys on a lot last year, right around this time, you know, when the market was down 30%, we were going through, you know, obviously, you know, tough times, and we went to weekly investment committee calls that we had open to the public. And one of the themes I heard you and John and Dave repeatedly go over was how you guys swap, right? So instead of going to cash, trying to time things, it's really all about, you know, taking advantage and either what John calls a swap, you're calling rotating, and just, you know, trading out some of those stocks that maybe have done well, but also have had, you know, an amazing run and are now overvalued and maybe are now under some pressure, and then simply swapping those over. So you're still fully invested, but maybe in something different, like in this case, a dividend. So definitely something you guys seem to employ on a regular basis. And, you know, certainly to our investors, a benefit, because you guys all have had a phenomenal 12 months from March 31st to March 31st for returns. That's for sure.
And Paul, one of the things that you have talked to us about a lot in some of the investment committee meetings, and you know, we sort of mix politics in here, and we're talking Trump and Biden and all that stuff. And you have said to me, you've said, you know, the Fed is more important than Biden or Trump. And I wanted to ask your thoughts on, you know, where do you think the Fed is going to move, you know, over the next, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but over the next 3 to 6 to 12 months, are they going to be supportive of the stock market?
I think they will, because Chairman Jay Powell has said that, and he's been pretty emphatic, keeps on saying it even when pushed on it, that he is going to, or the Federal Reserve Board, our central bank, is going to keep the Fed funds rate at essentially zero until 2024. Now,
until the end of time.
What will happen is if we start to accelerate the economy after everybody gets their vaccine, we'll continue with ultra-low interest rates. But the other tool in the toolkit that the Fed's been using, which is buying $120 billion of government securities per month to keep a lid on rates, I think they may give that up. I think that they may stop that buying program. But the Fed funds rate itself would still stay at that 0 to 0.25% well into 2024.
You know, as I say, don't fight the Fed. And it seems as if the more money they continue to pump into this economy, it continues to keep all prices, not just stock prices, housing prices. I mean, you could try to find a tractor out there or like yeah. that. I mean, it's really unbelievable the shortage of supply we seem to have. And I wonder if that doesn't drive inflation sooner than later, but only time will tell. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, have a terrific weekend. That's Paul Meeks, Chartered Financial Analyst. He's on the Independent Solutions Investment Committee, where we have 180 years of combined investment experience, and we put together portfolios for our clients, both the allocation portfolios, mutual funds, ETF, but also individual stock portfolios, as well as having a private wealth group. We'll do a whole segment on that at some point and talk about what we can do on that.
Paul is part of our private wealth group, and it is, you know, really to be able to have that kind of, for those of you out there that have higher net worths, you can have somebody like Paul on your team. And, you know, he's on CNBC once a week, but he's actually inside the meetings really talking about structuring those portfolios. Yeah.
Customizing it for you personally. Yeah. We're the only place in America where you can have a Paul Meeks customized portfolio. Yeah. So if you'd like to interview our team again, use us as a resource, give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-346-4897. Or, again, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, where you'll find links to the Independent Solutions website, our entire lineup and team, different departments, and of course TFG Academy, including upcoming market commentaries and estate planning sessions and much, much more. So again, thefinancialguys.com. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll see you next week right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.